Today, Body and Mind welcomes Taryn Saido of Surrender to Your Soul to our platform. Taryn has lived an interesting journey which has led her to her core purpose in life, which is to heal on a soul level. Welcome, Taryn.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Taryn, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Taryn Saido and where do you come from?
So, yes, as you positioned it, I've lived an interesting journey. So, I grew up very intuitive as a child, but it wasn't like it was tabooed or made fun of or anything like that, but it just seemed to not be something that people were comfortable with. And so, I decided to kind of switch it off, in the interest of approval. I kind of went with, I was quite intellectual and I seemed to get a lot of approval, and that seemed to keep things quite harmonious, and I always was very interested in harmony. And so I did what was needed to keep the harmony in my life, and that was, following a path of the intellect. Mm-hmm. And I ended up working in banking as a financial manager, and I worked for Merchant Bank and was very successful and progressed through my career very quickly, and ended up being on the board of a merchant bank responsible for the finance operations and risk functions. Mm-hmm. And really, if there's one way to switch off your intuition, it's to work in a banking industry. And so the disconnect with my body and with my intuition got quite strong through that journey. And that led me to quite severe burnout. And one of the things I've realized in my life, when you're not being true to who you naturally are, your body doesn't respond well. It ends up in dissonance or in disease or in illness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up with burnout. And I left the banking world about 11 years ago and started a coaching company. And the reason I started that was because I'd always been more passionate about people, even in my career in banking. The thing that turned me on was really the interest in how do you get people to be the best they can be in an environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a coaching company and started to explore concepts like NLP and neurosemantics and those sorts of things. And as I did that, I became more aware of getting back in touch with my intuition. Just seemed to have a way of asking people questions that seemed to be very profound to them. I seemed to have a way to tap into asking questions that brought to the consciousness things that they weren't aware of. And I didn't realize that was part of my intuitive abilities and later on in terms of my abilities to connect with spirit. I continued down that journey and started to get more and more in touch with my body and more in touch with my own intuition and my spirit. And then sadly, I was exposed to a very traumatic life event. My brother-in-law at the age of 31 was killed in a car accident.
Oh, no.
And I was the one that was the only one really in the family that was available to go and identify his body. And as I stood in this tiny little morgue in the middle of, Nelspruit, in the middle of nowhere, I had this huge awakening. I can't explain it. It was probably like a divine, I really believe we have these moments that wake us up.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a that really woke me up to a profound amount of questions. Questions around energy, questions around the spirit, questions around life and death, questions around the purpose of everything. And that really took me on a long journey of awakening. I call it my path of remembering, as I started studying Reiki and crystals and anything to do with the world of spirit just seemed to be made available to me. And I followed a real path of transformation through that. I always say it's quite something for people to see me now, because I was, I thought incense was evil when I was in the bank. And now so it was a real path of remembering and awakening. And that led me to owning an awareness that I was very unhappy in my marriage. And as I connected stronger with my own spirit, my own heart, I became more and more conscious of the fact that I was in a relationship that I didn't feel was serving me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made the most difficult decision of my life, which was to get divorced, which is not what somebody, everybody else wanted. And that journey me in it through a great healing process of losing everything. I lost literally everything. And had to rebuild my life from scratch. And I think it's a great gift when everything falls apart. Because, you know, you're left with the core of you. You're left with truly owning the part you played in creating it and the willingness to grow and expand into what the opportunity for healing and learning is in it.
Wow, that's and really beautiful, Taryn. And I find that it is only through adversity that you really grow. And you seem to have grown very well and embraced this beautiful journey. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, Taryn, on your website, you have a tagline that says, "Reclaim your peace." How do you help people achieve this?
So, you know, through my whole journey, particularly my journey through my divorce and you know, recreating my whole life, I was introduced from spirit through meditations and through a number of things that I did to the concept of surrender. And, you know, as a Capricorn and as an accountant, surrender wasn't certainly something that was in my consciousness. You know, I had spent my entire life trying to be in control and predict and understand and fix and sort out everything on the outside of me at the expense of the inside of me. And so surrender for me is about embracing each moment as if you asked for it exactly that way, and about allowing yourself to come to the resourcefulness and the resilience of experiencing your whole truth in each moment without judgment and without apology and without explanation. And I say that, as I say it, I don't say it with any delusion or around how difficult that is for us, and our egos and our minds hold us separate to that. The journey of finding inner peace, even when the world does not go according to plan, I think is really the reason we're here. As souls, we choose to come back to Earth to experience our life in exactly the way it is. And when we can honor that everything that's happening is an opportunity for our own healing, growth, expansion, and truth, not in the delusional way of not experiencing it, in the experience of it, in the what I call the practice sometimes of it, there's a profound amount of wholeness and healing that comes from that, which brings you back to peace. And so, you know, when we can live in peace, we can bring an energy of peace to the world. I really am a big teacher and believer in that the world is changing and we're going through a huge metamorphosis from shifting from power to love. But it starts with self-love and owning our own experiences and forgiveness and compassion and bringing energy of peace to the world. And so I joke about it from the perspective of many of us have outer peace, inner turmoil. And the healing journey is going to inner peace, even when there's outer turmoil.
I like that.
And it does include walking with compassion, with faith. And our mindset for understanding, and my definition of faith is, can you trust even when you don't understand? Because that brings us to embracing the true calling of our life, which is to experience joy and peace. I love the statement that says, you know, pain is definitely going to happen in your life, but suffering is optional.
I like that too.
And, you know, I work with many clients, including myself, where we suffer a lot in our lives because of our own resistance to what is. And when we accept each moment in its isness, in its crapness, and find the resourcefulness to walk with faith in it, I think we've started making a profound difference in our own lives and other people's lives. And certainly that's been my experience, and certainly the experience of many of the clients that I work with.
Thank you, Taryn. Now, you've led me on to my next question. I find it's a very important concept, but why is energy healing so important? Can this type of healing be physically felt, or is it more of a faith healing concept?
Well, you know, it's such a beautiful way of thinking about it, because I think we, you know, when I work with healing, I'm very interested in holistic healing. And so holistic healing means taking into account all the bodies that we have. And so we have a physical body, And then we have a mental body, and then we have a emotional body, and we have a spiritual body. And we spend a lot of time, some of us, understanding a physical body, particularly from a fixing point of view and trying to sort it out, and a mental body, even in terms of thinking. But we don't spend a lot of time on the emotional and the spiritual body. And the spiritual body would be the one that, for me, is the connection with our energy. It is our life force. It is the light within us. Without that energy, that sense of spirit, that sense of connectedness to our soul, our spirit, our life force, we're really nothing. There's so many people, there's so many of us walking around empty, and almost, you know, the concept of the walking dead is a very true concept, especially when you walk around many corporate offices. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, there's no light and there's no life. And so energy healing for me is this awareness that I'm more than what I see. I'm composed of my experience and my energy and my life. And when I can start to heal my ability to walk with that in me and start to let that shine the brightest it can, I think that the your life transforms. And I truly believe it can be felt. It can be felt with that it's not an esoteric, it's woo-woo and it's out there. I truly feel energy in my body every minute of every day. When I'm in resistance to something, I can feel that energy block in my body. I can feel my heart close down. I can mm-hmm. feel my anger rising. I can feel my judgment increasing. And energy healing for me is working with this integration of your own life force, so that you stay in ease and in peace, and that you can experience life from a place of joy and wonder in whichever way that you're calling it. Mm. So I think there's many ways to get there. I think whether you work with crystals or whether you work with Reiki or whether you work with, I don't do any of those hands-on healing energy techniques. I do it through connecting with the guides and angels and bringing forward that energy and letting them support my clients with information around their blueprints, their soul mm-hmm. blueprint that brings things into perspective. Mm-hmm. And that often calms down the nervous system. Matt Kahn is a great teacher that I enjoy. And he talks about the ego as being an inflamed nervous system. Oh. And when the inflamed nervous system is in place, we can't connect with our soul, with our spirit, and with our energy. And often when you can give the mind and the body and the heart information that calms the inflamed nervous system down, we can come back to naturalness, to naturally being how we were when we were born. Because there's no one, when we're born, our energy is whole and complete. We're fully aligned with our spirit. Only through the way we talk to live on earth that we get disconnected from our energy and our spirit. And coming back to that connection and bringing the inflamed nervous system to peace, life changes. I'm not sure if that answers your question in the way you're thinking about it.
Very much so, and I'm learning a lot from you. I'm thoroughly enjoying this conversation, but unfortunately that's all we have time for today. But before we end off, Taryn, do you offer any courses?
Yes, I do. So I run a monthly workshop, which I call a Soul Living Workshop, which is always a different topic, and it's a combination of a healing space for each individual that's there and some teaching. I also run courses on crystal healing, and then I run a year-long program called Lifting the Veil, which is about learning to connect and use your intuitive talents and gifts and your spiritual talents and gifts. And then also have an online program, which is about learning to lift your vibration and work with your energy so that you can take it to a higher frequency. Mm. There we are. And there's always new courses coming out.
Okay.
Spiritually guiding me to bring new information forward. So.
Oh, divine. That sounds really exciting. So, Taryn, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. How can our listeners contact you?
So my website is www.surrendertoyoursoul.com, or you can email me on Taryn, which is Taryn, @optimalcoaching.co.za. And I'm happy to give my cell phone number out as well if anybody wants to use that. It's 082-494-9304. And then I'm also on Facebook, so you can. I often do live readings and a lot of inspirational stuff on Facebook. So if you want to get a hold of me that way, you can get a hold of me there too. It's called Taryn Saito, Surrender to Your Soul. Search on either of those and you'll find me there.
Divine. Thank you so much, Taryn. I really appreciate this conversation. And may you continue to spread this light.
Oh, thank you so much, Taryn. It was an honor and a privilege to speak to you. I enjoyed it very much.